I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters.
Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. In this month of November, we receive the word of God. According to Numbers chapter 21 verse 16, Bible said that the people spoke against God and against Moses because they were thirsty, having left Egypt, the promised land. And because of thirst, they complained bitterly and they spoke against God. And so the word of the Lord came to them, the servant of God Moses, and said to him that, Moses, gather my people together and I will give them water. And the Lord have said to us that in this month of November, He's giving us water to quench every form of thirst in our lives. But even though the word of the Lord has come to us that we should gather together, and as a result of that, we have been gathering in the prayer closet every Mondays at 10 p.m. and every Thursdays at 10 p.m., it is amazing that there are some people who still cannot believe that God is capable of giving them water to quench the thirst of the situation they find themselves in. And they are not able to believe or come to terms of belief with themselves because they feel that the situation they are in is beyond even God Himself. And for some people, they think they have tried every means and it's not working. And because of that, God has decided not to do it and God will just not come in for them. Others feel that because of what is happening, the things surrounding their situation, it is just impossible for there to be a turnaround. And the same thing happened to Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was not married. She didn't know any man. And the word of the Lord came to her that, Mary, you are going to have a child. You are going to have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he's going to save his people from their sins. Mary was excited because she has received the word from the Lord. But looking at the condition she found herself in, she said to the angel, how can this be, knowing the situation that I am in? I do not know a man. How is this thing possible? And for many of us, we look at the situation we are in, the word of the Lord comes to us, and we question the abilities and the integrity of God based on the situation we find ourselves in and based on the circumstances surrounding us. And I want you to understand, child of God, that as God has given us His word in this month to gather, and as we keep gathering and gathering on Mondays, gathering on Thursdays, and gathering in our homes as a family, gathering as friends, and as we are praying, though it may seem difficult and it may seem impossible because of the magnitude of the problem surrounding the situation we find ourselves in, yet I want you to understand that the word of God is true, and God expects us to be strong in the power of His might, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. And so today, I want to talk to you about being strong in the power of the might of God. Being strong in the power of the might of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says that, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. There is power in the might of God, and that power is able to cause things that be not to come into existence. That power is able to bring things to pass that have been hanging for a very long time. That power in God is able to transform our destinies and bring us to an expected end. When we say be strong in the Lord, to be means to put on the identity of something or to put on the form of something. And so if the scripture says that be strong in the Lord, it means that you are to put on the identity or the form of strength in God. And so there is strength in God. That is what it basically means, that there is strength in God. And we are to put on that strength in the Lord on ourselves. It is not a strength that we can find in ourselves. And it's not a strength that we can find because of your business and how well it is doing, or because of your financial status, but it's a strength that we can find in no other thing but in God. The word might is from the word almighty, and almighty is related to God. So what it means is that you are to put on the strength or the form of strength in the almighty God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This strength is not found in your business or in your money and how dusted you are. And therefore, to be strong in the Lord does not depend on any external thing but in Christ Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul the apostle said that when I came to you, I decided to forget about everything except Jesus and him crucified, and I relied solely on the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, I was with you in weaknesses, and I was with you in fear and in trembling, but I relied solely on the power of God. I relied solely on the power of the Holy Ghost. So Paul, at one point in time, he said that when I came to you, I came to you in weaknesses. He said, when I came to you, I came to you in fear and in trembling. But I want you to understand that though I have come to you in fear and in trembling, the power, the strength with which I am doing the things I am doing, preaching to you on with the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of man, preaching to you in the abilities of the Holy Spirit, Paul says that I want you to understand that I forgot about everything. I did not consider my anointing. I did not consider my titles. I did not consider the things I've done in the past. But I relied solely on the power of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, to be strong in the Lord requires a lot of faith. When we say to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, what we are asking is that you put your faith in Christ. And this kind of faith is not the one that comes upon you and you act without knowledge. This is a knowledge-based faith. We can only be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might if we have knowledge of what the power of God is and what his might is. And that is why Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, that whenever I go on my knees, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding will be open. And so Paul was particular that because we ought to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, we need a certain form of understanding with regards to the God that we are putting our trust in, with regards to the Lord that we are putting our faith in. And so Paul the apostle said, because of that, I pray for you all the time that the eyes of your understanding will be opened so that you will have knowledge of this Christ and that you would know the hope of his calling and the richness of his inheritance in Christ and the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his power, which he worked when he raised Christ from the dead and seated Christ far above principalities and powers and darkness, and placed all things under his feet and made Christ the head. And so Paul is saying that because we ought to put our faith in the Lord, we ought to trust the Lord and be strong in him, the knowledge we need of him is that the eyes of understanding be open. And so he was trying to open, by way of explaining the scriptures to the church in Ephesus, that they need a certain form of perception, knowledge about the power of God, so they can put their trust in the power of God and that they will be strong in the Lord. And he listed three things that in doing so, we must understand. When our eyes are open to knowledge, we will come to understand the hope of our calling as believers. Not just that, but the richness of his inheritance in Christ Jesus. the things which God does for us out of the abundance of his riches in Christ Jesus. And so the Apostle Paul said that my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God will supply our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And that is why Ephesians 1 verse 18 to 20 says that, so that we will know, the eyes of understanding be open, so that we will know the richness of God's inheritance in Christ. Until you know God is rich, you cannot trust God to bless you financially. Until you know that a cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to the Lord, there is no way you would be able to ask God to provide for the things that you need. And so our faith to be strong in the Lord lies in our understanding and our knowledge of Christ. And finally, he said that the eyes of your understanding be open, so that you would have knowledge of the exceeding greatness of his power that is towards us who believe. So the power of God we are talking about, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, it is towards a particular people. And that people are the people that believe. According to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. Towards us who believe. According to the working of his power, which he worked when he raised Christ from the dead. And so we understand, Bible said that if the spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in you, child of God, Bible says it shall quicken your mortal bodies. And so if we are being strong in the Lord in this season and in the power of his might, we understand that God had power enough to raise Jesus, who was dead for 3 days, from the dead and give him life to live forever. And so everything that is dead in our lives, God has power to bring it back to life. That is why he said in Romans that if that spirit that rose Christ from the dead, if that power that rose Christ dwells in us who believe, it will quicken our mortal bodies. So that when you are sick in your body, there is a power that is able to bring healing to your body. So that if there is any deformity in any part of your body, there is power inside of you that is able to correct it. If anything is wrong medically, there is power inside of you to correct and to bring your healing. And that is why he said that, have that knowledge that there was a power in God that he worked when he raised Christ from the dead. He didn't just end there. After raising him from the dead, Bible said, by that same power, he seated him far above principalities, powers of darkness, rulers of these ages. And so by the power that is in Christ Jesus, when we put our hope, our faith in the Lord, and we are strong in him, then by that same power which he placed Christ far above principalities and powers, God is able to put us far above failure, far above shame, far above reproach, far above everything of a ridicule in this world, and make us to become what we want to become in Christ Jesus. And above all, by this same power, Bible said that God placed everything under the feet of Christ Jesus and made him head. I believe the scriptures have said concerning you, a child of God, you are the head and not the tail. I believe the scriptures have said concerning you that do not glory in man, for all things are yours. But if this scriptures will become a reality, like we established in our previous episode, that the word became flesh, if this word of God in the month of November will become flesh in your life, if this word of God in this month, in this year, if any word of God in your life will become a reality, then you ought to understand that there is power in God to bring to pass that which he has said he would do. It is this same power that brought life to Jesus when he was dead. It is this same power that didn't just bring life to Jesus, but placed him far above everything that was fighting his life whilst he was on earth. And it is this same power in Christ Jesus that has placed all things under his feet, and he has become the head. I believe that prophecy concerning who you will become in 10 years is potent, is genuine, and it must happen. But it can only happen if you become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Become strong in faith. Understand that God is capable and he is willing to do it. And when you become aware of this knowledge, your faith is lifted. And when your faith is lifted, I will say that the word will become flesh and it will dwell amongst you. And you will behold the glory of that word as of the glory of the begotten of God. Be strong in the Lord. In your workplace, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might for a promotion. In your marriage, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might for the fruit of the womb. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In your finances, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In your health, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because there is power in God that has done the impossible. He had power enough to split the sea into two, and mere men walked on dry grounds to their destination in life. God has destined your end from your beginning, and he has power to take you there. Be strong in that power that is able to bring you to an expected end. Amen. The Lord bless you, child of God. I know once again you have been strengthened in faith for the week. I know once again you have been strengthened in faith for the week, and you are charged up in your spirit to be strong in God and to reach out to the things that God is inspiring you to do. Don't forget that on Monday this week, Thursday this week, we are in the prayer closet and we are calling on God. We are strong in faith. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And one way to express that you are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, you have faith in God, is through prayer. So join us in the prayer closet as we call on God in faith, believing that his power will let down water into our lives in this season, believing that his power will bring a testimony and a miracle into our lives. You can also reach out to us on 0249905514 and share your testimonies, share your faith with us, encourage the work of God, and let us move on together. The Lord bless you. See you on Monday. See you on Thursday in the prayer closet. Amen.